It's a sunny Saturday in Ketchikan, and a handful of bright-eyed K-Hai kings are hanging banners and tie-dyeing cloth masks on the downtown waterfront.
So these are Tibetan prayer flags.
That's Cade McAllister. He's a senior at K-Hai and the president of the student Rotary Club organization, Rotary Interact.
And what we have to work with are these paper ones that kids from around the community or different schools have written their messages for peace. So we've strung them up all around here.
He reads a few.
Peace for everyone starts with kindness to all. My wish is equality for all. Yeah, so yeah, lots of positive messages.
Others say things like wear your mask, be respectful, and Black Lives Matter. McAllister and others are here to celebrate the International Day of Peace. That's a holiday created by the United Nations in 1981, around the time the UN's General Assembly convenes for its annual session. It's a day intended as a 24-hour ceasefire for combatants around the world. McAllister says it's also a day to celebrate the broader ideal of peace on Earth. This year's theme is Shaping Peace Together.
Yeah, well, I think peace, especially in this community, is when we come out and we just help each other and we realize that we're not so different as human beings. And I think it's especially important at this time in our country's history that we realize just how close together we really are.
Junior Jody Paola looks at peace a little differently.
When I think of peace, I think of inner peace. You know, your mindset has to be peaceful or else or the world around you, you're going to view it as not so peaceful and almost chaotic.
The celebration this year looks radically different than it did in years past. There's usually a Peace Day dance and assembly. This year, there's a Peace Day dance challenge on Instagram. And of course, there's never been students tie-dyeing face masks. Sarah Campbell is the K-Hai teacher who organizes Peace Week. Campbell won a $10,000 award from a national nonprofit recognizing her as one of the best teachers across the country this spring, in part because of her work on Kings for Peace Week. She says that this year, she wanted to bring the event outdoors and off campus, and not just for health reasons.
Our goal this year was to really encourage the community to help think about peace and to help shape peace together.
Campbell says she hopes the paper and cloth flags from students and community members will be hung in Ketchikan schools as an enduring reminder of the power of peace for years to come. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.